All right, welcome to another episode of Atheist News Network. We've got two articles we want to discuss. The first one, Leighton has an interesting take on what, Leighton? What do you got?
Actually, you wouldn't believe it in this day and age, but vampires. Now, curiously enough, Boston Latin School, it's a preparatory school, their headmistress, Lynn Mooney Tita, I'm assuming I'm saying that name wrong, but she sent out a letter to parents and students stating that there were no vampires at school. Now, am I the only one that's just sitting here shaking my head at something like that?
Yeah, maybe schools have been on vampire alert because of Twilight. These sparkly vampires that just love girls, I guess. I haven't read the book, so you're going to have to help me out here, Leighton.
I tried to read the book because my girlfriend wanted me to, and I gave up. I was so bored, witless.
So tell me what happened. Why would they?
It's why would they send out, isn't it?
Send a vampire alert to the parents. They're just assuring the parents that there were no vampires. Is that what it was?
Not only that there were no vampires, but no vampires had been arrested, and that no one had been bitten.
Well, that's important to know. I think all the schools should take a cue from this, from elementary all the way up to college, and just send a mass mailing that there aren't any. I want to be reassured that there aren't any vampires on the school that I send my children to.
You know, it is something you really need to look into your school for. You need to really gauge how many vampires are infesting the school.
Well, did they mention chupacabras?
No, but I'll get to something else that was very interesting, well, too. This school is just whacked out of all ideas.
Well, but, look, as a concerned parent, what if there's a chupacabra in this school? What if it's filled with chupacabras?
Obviously, you don't realize that chupacabras are in Southern America.
Well, look, in the Book of Mormon, those guys came all the way out to New York. I'm sure a chupacabra, if Lehi could do it, wait, if Mormon could do it, but I'm sure a chupacabra could do it.
Very true, very true. Now, interestingly enough, this entire idea got started in a fascinating way. Basically, there are some school students out there who are going around saying they are half vampires, that they can fly, that there's even rumors that they are draining little bits of their blood to get the pale skin, and that they will carry around umbrellas, even in good weather, to hide from the sun. And I guess what happened is one of these girls was getting picked on. And so the police came in to deal with the bullying. And students saw it and all of a sudden decided that the police were there to arrest the vampires because somebody had been bitten. And then... No, it gets even
Hang on
better.
A second. Did the police have holy water and a crucifix?
Maybe since they were dealing with a half vampire, they figured a gun and handcuffs would work just fine.
Because silver bullets ain't going to cut it. That's a werewolf, right?
Very true. Very true. But it gets even better because the police come back because of all these heightened rumors, and they just kind of stand at the doors telling people that they aren't there for vampires. And that just made it all sorts of worse. The rumors went even beyond that. I just don't understand how this could get blown out of proportion. However, I really think that they're worried about the wrong threat. And I'm going to read something here that will point these student body towards the right threat. And one student who contacted the Globe said a male student rumored to be a werewolf had threatened on Facebook to bring a gun to school because he was being harassed. Really, anybody out there who knows their lore knows that werewolves are more dangerous because they go into a frenzy. So obviously, it's the werewolves that need to be worried about.
This sounds like an episode of Supernatural.
Yes, it does. And all of this is in one school, just one school. They've got werewolves, they've got vampires, they've got half vampires running around. Am I the only one sitting here going, you have got to be kidding me? I mean, perhaps they've taken their TV shows and their movies just a little bit too far.
I mean, for God's sakes, what year is it? Really?
Yeah.
Were there a lot, were there a lot of concerned parents calling up and saying, is there a vampire in the I've heard rumors that there's a vampire in my school. I pay a lot of money to send young Nelson into that Boston prep school. I will not have him manhandled and bitten by vampires. I will not
Obviously.
have him turned into an undead Prince of Satan on my dime.
Obviously, it's better to be bitten by a werewolf and become a manged animal.
So, oh God. I mean, did the article say anything about that? The parents? Where did this come from?
This just came from a bunch of students going around believing that they are vampires. And
So they're goth, basically. They're
yeah,
no different than
goths.
any other goths, any other school.
Yeah, exactly. However, it's really going to demean me to say this, but I have personal experience with a werewolf. Now, you see, when I was growing up, I had this best friend by the name of Creeland, and we used to go into the mountains and go camping. And several mornings, he would actually wake up and he would look over at me, and I mean, deadpan, complete seriousness. He would say to me, did I get out of my did I get out of my sleeping bag last night? And so I'd look at him, I'd go, I don't know, man, I was asleep. And then he would look at his fingernails and he would say, I have dirt and blood underneath my fingernails. And last night, it was a full moon, and I had this very vivid dream of hunting. And he was absolutely serious.
He can't have been serious.
No, he was serious. This
He
was
was just
not just
messing.
one instance. This was a couple of years of him talking about this. And I mean, just absolutely fascinating. But yes, I have personal experience with a werewolf, as I'm sure this, what was he, a Facebooking werewolf. I'm sure he is the same caliber as my friend from youth.
He really thought he could have been a vampire?
No. He thought he was a werewolf.
Oh, that's right. He was a werewolf.
Yeah. He used to constantly go on about how his sense of smell was more powerful. And I mean, we would be in the middle of the school halls, and he would be talking about, oh, I can't take it anymore. All these girls' perfumes are just too strong for my sense of smell. And I mean, it was, I mean, it was somewhat fascinating. It got to the point where I would just kind of go, oh, okay. And I would just kind of agree with him just because, I mean, he was my best friend growing up. And what am I supposed to say to him? You know, dude, I would really like to be a werewolf myself, but that's a fantasy. Stop living in it.
You are completely insane, and I can't hang out with you anymore. Or, dude, you are a van or you are a werewolf. I saw you last night running across the field, and it really scared the shit out of me. I can't be your friend anymore.
Well, you know, he always did like running by himself. So maybe that was the problem. He was trying to scare me away.
This is fantastic. So in this day and age, I mean, this is 2009, right? This is March 27, 2009. Vampire rumors spur alert at Boston Latin on.
It's as unbelievable as it is. We are still dealing with vampire and werewolves in this day and age.
Awesome, and not in like some hick town in the South either. This
This
is
is Boston.
Boston.
Exactly. This is Boston. I don't know what to make of it.
I can't. I'd love to see the text of the letter itself. All right. There's a great piece by Christopher Hitchens about this whole thing in Texas, and I think he takes a great slant on it. His point is that actually the landscape of America's changed over the last generation or two, and really what these guys don't want, the worst thing that could happen to them in Texas, and I think he's right on this, is they win a complete victory. They have a
Yeah.
bunch of dim-witted conservatives in there, and they say, hey, we're going to go ahead and take evolution and we're going to put intelligent design in there and we're going to show all the flaws of evolution, and you know, because you have never seen a cat dog, that means evolution's false and et cetera, et cetera. We'll take it out of the curriculum, or we'll give them equal time, whatever they want, complete victory. There would be such an upswell, and Texas would be such a laughingstock. Their enrollment numbers would be down, tourism would be down, and they would be literally made fools of for years in the national spotlight, and they would be laughed out of office, I believe.
You know, I have to disagree with you on the tourism, because everybody likes to come around and look at a bunch of idiots.
I have never set foot in Texas, and I never plan to. My vision of Texas is this big, massive cop with sunglasses and a toothpick hanging out of, or maybe a piece of grass hanging out of his lip, telling me, you know, you know how fast you were going, boy. You don't speed in my county, boy.
So you see Deliverance, M panties, take them all.
Essentially, yeah. Squeal like a pig, boy. Yeah, exactly. That's what I see as Texas. Now, it may be a totally different, you know, there are some cosmopolitan places in Texas, right? The big cities don't tend to be conservative by their nature. That, you know, is this isolated, out-of-the-way, rural place where you can kind of shelter your kids from the outside environment. You really can't do that inside a big city. So Houston, Austin, I think these are more liberal and progressive, but Texas is huge. There's a hell of a lot of space in Texas.
Yeah, Texas is massive.
And this stuff seems to keep coming out of Texas. I mean, and that stupid Chuck Norris wants to secede, and he wants to be the president of Texas.
I would love to see that happen. Can you imagine Texas's economy once they secede?
If they secede, then we need to take a gigantic saw them out, and kick them out to the goddamn ocean.
Send them down to Mexico?
Yeah, we can, if they secede, we'll cede their territory back to Mexico. That'd be fine with me. One other thing he said that was very, very interesting is that, you know, you always hear, well, you know, like we talked about the Institution for Creation Research.
Yeah.
It was, they were saying, you know, well, is this taxpayer funded? And they always say that. Kent Hovind was fond of saying that too. Schools are taxpayer funded, so the taxpayer should have some say on, you know what, Hitchens agrees. He says that, I think you're right. Let's flip that around. Every church that has a tax exemption in the state of Texas, and everyone who accepts money from the Office of the Faith-Based and Neighborhood Partnerships, that Bush plan, right, faith-based charities and services, every tax-exempt church, everything that takes money from faith-based services, ought to be forced to, alongside, equal time, alongside their religious teachings, teach Voltaire, David Hume, Spinoza, Thomas Paine, and Thomas Jefferson. I love it. I absolutely love it.
I would love to see that. That would be awesome.
We need to take up that banner call. Every time someone says, well, it's taxpayer funded, I'm paying these taxes, then hammer on the church status. You know, they are exempt from taxes. So they are, in effect, supported by us because we do not make them pay any taxes. They're getting a free ride.
Yeah. And I mean, it's absolutely insane, everything they try to push. The moment of silence. Well, it all comes down to whose God are you going to pray to if prayer is now reinstated in schools? Whose God? Are we talking Muslim here? Hindu? Christian? Do you realize the door you guys are opening down there?
They don't, because they are currently in the majority, right? And so, you know, everyone knows that a current majority will be the majority forever. So therefore, we need to change it now and lock it in. Though no one, none of these Muslim terrorists can change this in the future, right?
Of course.
When Christianity becomes a minority, and they are well on their way to becoming a minority, this won't happen, right? They will hate it if the non-Christians treat their children the same way they want to treat the children of non-Christians.
Yeah.
They'll hate it. They will pitch fits.
Oh, yeah. They'll roll around. And we've already done an Atheist News Network on the decreasing numbers of religious people in America. So, I mean, it's obvious that the majority ain't going to stay the majority for very long.
Absolutely, and I welcome that trend. I think that the more that we get our voices out there, the more people stand up and realize that, like Glenn Beck said, you're not alone. Excuse me, Leighton, I can't. Give me a
It's
minute.
okay. I've got a hangover.
Give me a
I'll give you.
minute.
Wait, wait for it. And he's back.
As I was saying,
Very sincere.
we're not. We are not alone. We are the third largest group in the United States.
Charlie, you just made my bowels move.
All right, we'll see you again next week.